you've ever been to church, you've probably heard. You're either in a storm, you're coming out of a storm, or the worst part yet, there's a storm coming. I want to tell you about a storm that my family's been through over the last 2 years. There are days that you remember forever. One of those days was Sunday, March 1st, 2015. We came to church as normal, and Corey did a wonderful job in bringing a message. It only lasted a couple hours. And we were out of here. We went out to eat with some good friends and Earl. And we had a nice meal. Went home. And some of you know I get real tired real easy because of some other medical problems. So I laid down. When I got up to return to church, I went to the restroom, and my urine looked like tomato juice. It was thick, and it was blood red. I called Beverly and told her she might want to look at it. But I wasn't worried. I said, it's just an infection or something. It just so happens, and you'll see this throughout. What in the world? You'll see this throughout God's hand. Because you see, what I went through is God's plan. And if it's God's plan, you're going to see God's hand in it throughout it. I was due to have blood work the next day. So we got up and got there early. I was the first person to arrive in the office. When they called me back, I said, are y'all going to take a urine sample? They said, it's not on the order. I said, you might want to do that and look at it. So I gave them one, and again, it was blood red. I handed it to the nurse. She handed it to the other nurse, and I went to leave. And she said, wait a minute. She called them, they called me back, said, just hang on just a minute. And she was talking to my doctor. She said, he wants to see you right now. So we walked to the doctor's office, which is just a few doors down at that place. And he had talked to them and saw what they saw. And he said, we need to get you into a urologist. See what's going on. Before I left, though, getting my blood work done, the folks that were sitting in the waiting room I told everyone up that I loved them and that God loved them. And I would pray for them. So God laid that on my heart to do that. So we had an appointment on March the 11th to go to see Dr. Casey, who was already my urologist, so it worked even better. He reviewed the urine sample and the blood work, plus checked my bladder. He said he needed to do a surgical procedure and look in the bladder and the kidneys. Anybody need one? That was scheduled for March 27th. Dr. Casey could not do the surgery on that day, so he turned me over to Dr. Robinson, God's hand again, to do the surgery. After he finished that procedure, he told me carefully, and Alicia, that he saw some, Alicia's my daughter, he saw some polyps, and he had to have them checked by pathologists. 2 weeks later, on April 13th, we saw Dr. Robinson again, and he walked in and asked me how I was doing. I said, I'm a blessed man. And I am. And then in doctor talk, they say, so, we received a pathology report, and unfortunately it is. Cancer. That's the big word, unless you've heard it told to you. You'll never know how it feels. But I knew who my Savior was. Jesus said, verily, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they're born again. That's John 3:3. My mind went back to the day I knelt on an altar at the age of 12 in Vacation Bible School. I was not a church young man. Vacation Bible School was going on at Bloomfield Gardens Baptist Church. And I was playing out in my front yard. And some man, I don't even know who he is, but one day I'll know him. Stop and ask me if I want to go to Vacation Bible School. Back then, you could go places with people. But I asked my mother anyway, and she said yes. So I went that week. I gave my heart to Jesus. The doctor then told us he needed to wait 8 more weeks and go back in to make sure he got it all, but he felt he did. So June the 1st, let me back up, because on May 22nd, he did a procedure. And he told Beverly, and Alicia, that he was surprised because he found polyps back in there again. But we needed to have a pathology report to see what they were. So on June 1st, we went to see Dr. Robinson again. He came in the room again. He asked me how I was feeling. Told him I was a blessed man. He then said, unfortunately, all the cancer is back. And not only is it back, there's a new cancer there too. So we had to return to the hospital and check the bladder again. July 1st, I had a pre-op. The nurse read my EKG and said I would need to see a cardiologist for clearance. Taking this back a little bit so that you'll understand about this EKG and cardiologist. In 2000, I had 2 heart attacks. I was real bright. Well, it was the last day of the play at Macon E, and we went out to eat afterwards. And I wasn't feeling good. I was scheduled to go out of town on a business meeting the next morning to Orlando. That night, I went to the restroom and I crawled back to bed. I was hurting so bad. But I got on the plane and left. The following Wednesday, I had another heart attack in Orlando. So that brings us to the EKG here. Made an appointment to see the cardiologist. And he said both the stress test and EKG showed that something was wrong with my heart. The surgeon scheduled a heart catheterization that does. He knew that he needed to put at least 1 stent in and maybe more. However, he was only going to do enough to make certain that I'd be able to have the next procedure with a urologist and then go back in the hospital for complex heart surgery. Remember, the stress test and EKG showed problems. For I am the Lord your God, who upholds your right hand, who says to you, do not fear. I will help you. in Isaiah 41:13. Let your conduct be without covenants. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:5. The doctor, the cardiologist, told me, Beverly and Alicia, he couldn't find any problems in my heart. Two heart attacks and then problems there. The young girl that checked me at the medical center, and she was probably in her 30s, her husband had died in the parking lot of the medical center with a heart failure. And that's why she was so on top of this. I was then cleared for bladder surgery, which was scheduled for July. That's not right. It was scheduled for September the 10th. Exactly 2 years ago today. Because when they did this last procedure here, Dr. Robinson found not only the first cancer was back again, the second cancer back again, but then there was a third cancer. And he said, and he was point blank with us, he said, this one's going to kill you. I let him know that I was a child of the Most High God. And I wasn't worried. He said, you have a couple of choices. He said, the first one is to die. The second one is to remove your bladder. And then you have some choices to make there. I said, well, doctor, if I don't do anything, what will it be like? He said, it won't take long, but it's going to be very painful. You're going to die. I said, so tell me about the bladder cancer. He said, well, you got to decide where you want to go. He said, because I can do it here in Macon. He said, we don't have a support staff to back me up. He said, so I recommend three different places. He said, Piedmont. And Augusta and Emory. And honestly, I didn't think about the hospitals. I thought about the travel to the hospitals for my family. God's hand again, though. Because I chose Augusta. They just get loud to y'all. I chose Augusta. Dr. Mahdi, who is known as to be one of the best cancer surgeons in the Southeast, maybe in the United States, is the doctor that doctors send their family to. He teaches at the university exactly what was going on with me. And not only did I get him, but I got all these young doctors that are learning. So Dr. Mahdi told me, you got a couple of choices on how we're going to handle this bladder. Said you can have your bladder rebuilt, or you can wear a bag the rest of your life. I said, how does bladder rebuilt work? They cut out part of your colon and they use that for your bladder. Didn't sound good to me. So I chose the other option of having a bag now the rest of my life. Which is okay. So the surgery was scheduled for that. Even though I walked through the valley of shadow of death. I will fear no evil. For you're with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. This is when I hope and pray that I've done enough to leave my family. To the Lord. Had I lived a life that they could see Jesus in me, and had I prayed for them enough. And then this Bible verse came to mind. Start children off in the way they should go. And even when they're old, they'll not turn from it. in Proverbs 22:6. So the surgery was scheduled for the 10th of September. Surgeon removed my bladder, my prostate, lymph nodes, and scraped the pelvic. You see, I also found prostate cancer when he was in there. And I'd already had cancerous polyps in my colon. There's no reason that we know of that I should have had cancer. I hadn't done anything that they say causes cancer. But God wanted me to walk through this. And I'm thankful that he did. You see, the big word is cancer. But the bigger word is God. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And I mean that with all my heart. There was a young lady, a nurse, at the hospital. Her name was Megan. And she asked one day, she said, can I pray for you? She was in her 20s, 23 years old. She took my hand. And I think it's probably the sweetest prayer I've ever heard in my life. I believe she was truly an angel. And I'll never forget her or her name. So December the 30th, I returned to the hospital for a CAT scan and a visit with my doctor. The result of the scan was great. At that time, he saw no sign of cancer. Praise the Lord. I scheduled for another scan in June 2016 and prayed for good news again. And the story's still going because in June 28th, I returned to the hospital for a CAT scan and a visit with Dr. Mahdi. Jesus said, by my stripes you are healed. At that point, I was cancer free. June the 13th, 2017. We again returned to the hospital. And praise the Lord, I am right now cancer free. I ask you to please pray for my family as I pray for y'all. You never know what someone's going through, but you know who holds the answer to all that. In fact, he's the anchor to everything you go through in your life. But I want to ask you before I step down, what's your storm? Because all of us are going through a storm, or we just come out of one, or we're headed to one. Is it drugs or alcohol? Jesus said in Hebrews, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's here for you today if you're going through that. And he's here just for you. And he's here just for you and just for you. Maybe it's a broken relationship. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's here for you today, if that's your situation. Maybe it's an illness. Maybe you have something going on in you that nobody knows about but you. You might not even know about it. You're just not feeling good. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Maybe it's financial. Anybody going through a financial storm? I will never leave you nor forsake you. The Holy Spirit's here today, and he's here just for you. Won't you come to him? Linda.